Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Primetime, 1080 The Fan.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
I so enjoy when our listeners, who I love dearly, try to play Gotcha Radio, and you end up looking like an ass clown. I had 4 separate people try to call me out. And this is just a synopsis right here. It's got, because I said, like, I have a hard time paying attention to the Blazers, right?
Sure.
And someone said, we know you're not following the Blazers too closely. You said it's Scoot's 4th year. No. What I said was this is Scoot's 4th time in the Rising Stars game.
Which is true.
Scoot played 2 years in the G League Ignite, at which point he played in
the Rising Stars game.
This is his second, not 3rd year, as one guy stated. This is his 2nd year with the Portland Trail Blazers and would be his 2nd time playing in the Rising Stars game, which would make him now a 4-time participant in the Rising Stars game. So to the gotcha people out there, let me just say, suck it. Ha ha. I love it when people get crowned up and they're like, I caught you. No, you didn't.
Another important thing from our text line. Guys, I just had an oopsie. Pretty sure I just sharted on my commute home. Stuck in traffic. Let's make this show hilarious. Listener, we will try for you.
I am sorry, because that's a terrible feeling. You're in traffic. There's nothing you can do. You can't take care of it. You just got to sit there and wait till you get home. And you'll check when you get home.
How bad it is.
Is that a thing that's happening fairly frequently? Because I feel like it happens a lot, and it doesn't really happen to me.
No, it happens.
Is that like an age thing? Like, when does the governor go there and it's like, I got to be careful on anything I let loose?
I'm with you, Will. I have had it happen to me, but only once, and I was in Las Vegas after just imbibing way too much over like 3 days, and it was just, you know, a fart gone rogue. But apparently it does happen to some more than others.
See, but every time like it's happened to me, it's like, well, I already kind of felt sick. So like, here it comes. It's either the prelude or the aftershock to the earthquake.
Well, again, if you're someone that, like, there's a lot of people now with food allergies, lactose intolerant. I mean, and you suck it up and deal with it anyways. Everyone's addicted to caffeine and nicotine. Look, stuff happens.
Does caffeine make you poop?
Oh,
yeah.
Caffeine makes you poop?
A lot of people
just ask if caffeine...
Caffeine doesn't make me poop, dude.
You've never heard of it.
A major reason why a lot of people drink coffee first thing in the morning, because it gets you started like that.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't happen to me.
Really? Iron gut Ortner over there.
No, I'm not like... I barely drink coffee anyways, but...
Well, if you drank a bunch of coffee, you would... Like, Caffeine gets the whole system going.
Yes. But I drink like energy drinks and I drink pre-workouts.
Yeah. Shocked. That's Will is master of it. Everything. Something that happens to everyone doesn't happen
not
to
me.
That's Will's favorite go-to.
No, I'm just asking universal questions here.
Anything that happens to everyone else, what are you talking about? Doesn't happen to me. Will is invincible over there. Will has
not
that.
Not invincible.
Will has
I'm just
that 27-year-old. What are you
doesn't
talking about?
Doesn't happen to me. I'm asking questions. You're my elder.
To be fair, he's
trying
to educate himself.
I'm asking if you poop a lot. Yeah. I'm just out here asking questions.
Doesn't happen to me.
Doesn't happen to me.
Had 97 shots last night. Nothing happened to me. I'm invincible.
Well, that would kill you. 97 shots would kill you.
I'm invincible.
Well, now the text line is saying that don't trust a fart past 40, as the saying goes. I didn't know that past 40 was part of it. I am not yet 40, but I think you know when or not to trust a fart, I think.
Well, I have all kinds of food issues, and I just ignore them anyways. So you just roll the dice. You know, you eat some leftover Chinese food, lactose intolerant, eat plenty of dairy. You just understand. Yeah. Like, if I have ice cream, I know I got about 20 minutes. If I drink a bunch of caffeine in the morning, I don't leave until I take care of some business. Like, I'll look at the dog and I'm like, hey, buddy, we had a cup of something this morning. We're going to have to wait. Give me about 10 minutes. We'll take care of business. We'll head out on the walk.
Well, the lactose thing makes more sense then, because it's like, yeah, of course. That's because your body can't handle it.
Will handles lactose, though. He's extremely...
I don't have a lot of lactose.
He doesn't let lactose become intolerant. No.
I can't.
Well, like with Dan Tanning, it's a choice.
Of everybody
Will's
and everything.
All man.
I'm tolerant of everybody and everything. I'm sorry you can't handle
Will's
milk.
Will's all man. Central Washington. All man.
I can handle my milk. I'm sorry you can't.
Well, you know who was the man last night? Was Junior Caminero. Did you see this?
Yeah, that is fantastic.
So this is in the Dominican League. Sue and I referenced this earlier today, but there's a whole lot of juice in these games where everyone's into him. The players are on the dugout rail. In fact, I do believe that Sook's very own new superstar, Juan Soto, said that he had travel issues and didn't make it to FanFest because he was still in attendance for this Game 7 in the Dominican League. He was in the dugouts last night.
Yes. Go and look up. Do you have the call?
I've got the clip here, but yeah, this is Game 7, top of the ninth of a tie game, and Junior Caminero, who was, I believe, at one point in time, the fourth overall pick of the Rays, did this in his at-bat.
Jairo Asensio, el líder en juego salvado de todos los tiempos. Duro por el center field. No, no, no. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Lo hizo otra vez.
It happened again.
Oiganme, señores. ¿Qué palo ha dado este muchacho?
He took over a minute to round the bases.
Yeah, that is just the call of the home run. Go look it up. You can look up Dominican League Game 7. You can look up Junior Caminero. You can look up bat flip. This guy stands there and pimps this home run like nothing I've ever seen before. And then two-handed chucks his bat up in the air so far out of the screen that somebody sitting back in the lower bowl had like a video of it and had to do a still frame. This thing's like 40 feet in the air. Someone also timed it. The bat flip. The bat was in the air for 4.1 seconds, and then on top of it, it takes him a full minute to get around the bases. His whole team is out of the dugout, basically lining the first baseline, and he's giving them all multiple hugs and high fives. He's not even going anywhere.
He stops at, like, every base to celebrate. I'm telling you, if you want to make baseball great again, give yourself a red hat, make baseball great again, and then put all the international flags on it. It is amazing that every international league does baseball better than we do. And I love baseball. I love American baseball.
Yeah, flags!
But I'm telling you, go watch a game. Go watch these highlights of the Dominican League. Go watch a game in Mexico. Go watch a game in Korea. Go watch a game in Japan.
Any way that you can manufacture this, you need to try.
Yes. When I was over in Japan, was that 2 years ago? We went over there and we went to the Hoshin Tigers.
Your stories from there were incredible. And for those who haven't heard it, I think they need to again.
They sing a song. Every guy that comes up for the Tigers, it's like kind of their Chicago Cubs. There is a song for every batter, his own personalized song, and they sing it nonstop when he is at the plate. When there is a base hit, you would think that a 3-run home run just got hit. They never stop singing. They never stop chanting. It is the most energetic you will ever see a crowd. It is for a game that often gets confused with being or gets accused of being too dull and too boring. Just go and watch the involvement of a Japanese baseball crowd. It is one of the best. And I told my whole family, I was like, oh my God, when we go to Japan, we're going to see a baseball game. I'm like, you guys won't believe it. And I was worried that I was overselling it.
That you were going to get there and they'd be like, this is what all the hype was about?
And every one of my kids was like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing. And by like the third inning, we all knew the songs because they're very simple, right? Like everyone has noisemakers and it's just, it is nonstop excitement. Strikeout. Everyone's standing up, freaking out. Base hit, everyone's standing up and streaking out. In between innings, singing songs. It's like a European, that crazy European soccer energy that never ends, but at a baseball game. It's crazy. And so baseball at times can be kind of plodding and nothing's going on. Not in these leagues. They always have crowd involvement, and I don't know why Major League Baseball doesn't try to embrace what is working in every other part of the country. It's like the metrics.
It's almost
just look at it like, nah. Inches in, we're only doing inches here. Screw the metric system.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The United States.
The old whiteheads are just out here, like, the curmudgeon is too in the way. Like, you get the Madison Bumgarners of the world who are like, don't you flip your bat and stare at me. No, we need more of that. Have you watched football? Everyone is celebrating on every play now. Yeah. And whether it's in Asia, like the songs and the dances, or whether it's in the, like, in Central America or South America, you look at, like, the World Baseball Classic and how much juice there was on those games. It feels like every baseball game outside of the United States has more juice than a game inside the United States.
In Japan, when a guy hits a home run, he gets on a little cart and it's got like a raised back seat to it. And in between the inning,
he like becomes the homecoming king.
Yeah, they drive him around the field. And like in between innings.
I love it.
And like he's like raising the roof and everyone's going nuts. And then like every like in between inning, the cheerleaders come running out like down the baselines, and they interact with the crowd. After the game, there's like a laser light show and they bring out the players of the game and everyone sticks around and there's like a disco party for like 20 minutes after the game.
It's like when the NHL does the three stars, but on steroids.
Yes. And then you go to a Major League Baseball game, which I love, you know, have a couple brews and have a hot dog.
It's not that.
But if you go to a Major League Baseball game, I promise you that you will, and I love baseball, you will yawn six times over a course of a 9-inning game, guaranteed at some point you'll find yourself going, and you're just like, you will. You go to one of these other leagues, you will not yawn. Not one single time. And I just wish Major League Baseball, that's always saying, how do we make the game better, right? They try to speed it up. We've banned the shift. We're trying to do all these things to grow the game. Why not just look at places where crowd engagement is 10 times?
Yeah.
100 times more than what it is, and yet we never adopt any of these. And like you said, when a team tries to do it. When you get a Dominican player that tries to bring a little flair, we throw at him.
Yeah.
And then we get like Freddie Freeman who tries to tell him that that's not
cool. That's not acceptable in our game.
That's not the way.
Okay, man.
It's just, it's disappointing.
Well, let's keep things moving in the baseball bratwurst. What could cause an 11-year-old to pass up on a meeting with Livy Dunn? We'll explain that coming up next. But first, Will has SportsCenter.